It's the Jay Cardiello Show on Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Jay Cardiello.
If you picked up just about any magazine these days, whether it's celebrity gossip, whether it's fitness news, we see that the new fad is the dad bod. What is a dad bod? Well, if you've looked at the beaches of these magazines, you may see Leonardo DiCaprio, and that is the dad bod. But is it healthy? And what can we do to keep the belly off? Joining me today is author, editor-in-chief, and one of the top men health experts out there, Michael DeMedeiros. Michael, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks very much for that intro. I'm really looking forward to talking about all things dad bod and hopefully getting people to shed that extra 15 pounds.
Oh, my goodness. It's all over the magazines. I've seen it on the TV, but it all starts, in my opinion, it all starts when we think about dads. When our wife, I know when my wife, personally speaking, was pregnant, you know, you eat more. You're staying up late. It's sympathy eating. Why do you think men that sometimes experience these symptoms such as weight gain, nausea, insomnia, mood swings when we're not pregnant?
Well, I mean, you think you really hit the nail on the head when you said sympathy eating. I mean, that's definitely a big part of this. But beyond just, you know, sitting next to your wife and maybe indulging in the stuff that you shouldn't be eating because maybe she's having it, you know, she has a license to do that to a point. You don't. As a man, I think also the biggest key here is that we go into pregnancy expecting that there won't be any change to our lives. We still have every single intention on doing everything that we do on a normal day, regardless of the fact that our spouse is pregnant. We expect the same things of ourselves as if it was just another day. And the truth of the matter is, when our spouses are pregnant, there's a lot of responsibilities that are added onto our plate, and that changes how we approach our food, that changes how we approach our sleep, that changes how we approach our time in the gym. It changes everything. And I think that if a man is really going to be honest with himself going into a pregnancy, he has to, you know, really address how things are going to change and find time for himself and really make key changes in his life so this way he can retain his normal body, not his dad bod.
So poignantly said. And I know, personally speaking, when my wife was pregnant, it was hard for me. It was hard, you know, making time to exercise, making time to eat healthy, because, you know, she would wake up 1 or 2 in the morning and then I'm up and you're running to the fridge, you're helping, you're doing whatever you could. What can guys do in terms of exercise? I know they don't have to go to the gym at, say, 2 in the morning, but are there things that guys can do during their wife's pregnancy, or in a sense, say they're busy and they're workaholics and not even married? What can guys do to implement exercise in their daily lives?
Well, the magic of exercise is that you really can do it from anywhere. I think when a guy has got a really crazy schedule, or he's going into a pregnancy with his spouse, I think what he needs to do is forego the thought of target training and trying to hit those show me muscles that only appear in the mirror. And just forget about bigger, bulging biceps and tearing the shirt off with pulsating pecs and all that wonderful stuff, and just really focus on the large muscle groups and staying active. So what does that mean? I think that means, you know, doing lunges in your room. I think that means doing squats just on the foot of your bed while maybe she's going for a bathroom break, or, you know, in between any kind of task, there's always something you could do. There's a reason why the push-up and the squat are staples to almost any solid home workout plan, and that's just because they hit those muscles so well, so easily, and you can do them anytime.
That's good advice, and I always tell guys, or when I'm talking on air, it's one of the best exercises you can do anytime. If you brush your teeth, is just standing on one leg, you increase balance, symmetry, and actually core strength. Now, in terms of proper health and maintaining weight, you know, I've spoken with you personally before, and I believe we're both big advocates of sleep, but a lot of men overlook it. How important is sleep for men's health as well as their fitness and functionality throughout the day?
Well, so there's a lot of talk about sleep for a long time, and everybody seems to focus mostly on the hormone levels, and that's key here, and I don't want to gloss over it, but at the end of the day, I think we've all heard that, you know, interrupted sleep and not getting the right amount of sleep really does impact on your hormones, which then makes the body retain fat, and you just end up gaining weight as a result. What I'd really like to focus on, which is something I find that the media doesn't really talk about all that much, is that when you have interrupted sleep, when you have truncated sleep, and you're simply not getting the right amount, you tend to snack more. You tend to crave more crappy food. You tend to need to have more sugar, more carbs, more of all the stuff that you don't actually need, but because your mindset isn't focused, because your body is fatigued, because you feel down and you need a pick-me-up, you tend to reach for stuff that you normally wouldn't if you had a full night's sleep. I really think that when guys sacrifice sleep, be it for a project or for a spouse or for anything, it inevitably makes them bring about the worst habits in their diet. And I really feel that that is the biggest key to why you need to get the right amount of sleep, because you're just not yourself. And if you're not yourself, how can you really control what you're eating and what you're doing?
It's, you said some great statements in there, and I'm a very big believer in sleep, and that actually sets a tone. And I know if I don't get enough sleep, personally speaking, I won't work out. I will stay an extra half hour in bed, an extra 15 minutes in bed, and I'll even throughout the day maybe just try to take a 10-minute quick nap to get back on that pattern of implementing proper sleep. Now, I'm a big believer also, too, in that 80% of all fitness success happens in the kitchen. I always say that the magic happens in the kitchen. How can a busy dad, or to help us avoid that, implement a healthy diet? Now, say they got proper sleep. Where do they start? Where does incorporating good food actually start?
I've been saying it for years. You can't outwork out a bad diet. That's totally the truth, and it's something
so
that,
true.
You know, you and I have been really trying to preach to the masses on every level that we possibly can. I think what people need to do, not just men, but anyone really, I think you need to realize that eating right isn't about these big, large, elaborate meals. Eating right is six small, very sensible meals during the day. Spread out 2 hours every day. Every 2 hours, you should be eating something healthy. You know, and I think that people don't realize that, you know, a fruit and a handful of almonds can be a meal. People don't realize that, you know, there's nothing wrong with something that's on the go. You know, shakes are great. And if you know how to make one, and I talk about how to make some of those amazing shakes that will keep you satiated throughout the morning in some of my upcoming ebooks, and I know you have been preaching the choir, preaching to the masses about, you know, making sure that they know how to make a good shake and how to balance their levels in the morning. You know, I think food on the go and understanding that small meals are your ticket, and small meals don't have to be things that keep you in the kitchen for an hour at a time. I think that, you know, you can prep stuff ahead of time. You can do some pre-cooking over the weekend and just make things into portions, put them in the Tupperware in the freezer, and then just bring them along with you during your day. There's no reason why, with proper planning, and let's face it, all us guys, we really love our planning. There's no reason why we can't eat right if we just put our minds to it at the start of a week instead of chasing ourselves in the middle of the week.
It's so true. Set up a plan, focus on the food. Now, quickly, we have about 2 minutes left. What are some quick exercise hacks? And they don't have to be, in a sense, going to the gym or doing burpees, you know, with your buddies. What are some exercise hacks that guys can implement throughout the day? Maybe not at their office, but at home. Maybe they have 15 minutes, maybe they have 5 minutes. What are some simple exercise hacks to make a difference in our confidence? Get us going. Raise the metabolism.
Well, you know, and this is something that I get asked a lot of the time, and I think that whether you're in the gym or at home or in the office, the key here, if you're on a very limited amount of time, is constant motion. You know, if you're doing 15 minutes and that's all you can do, or even if you're doing five, that means you have to keep your heart rate up. There's no time for you to be doing these long, elaborate rests in between sets. Hell, there's really not time to do sets sometimes. So I think what you need to do is have constant motion and keep your heart rate up, and just really focus on larger muscle groups. And, you know, the truth of the matter is that exercise is something that a lot of people are afraid of, and I think that just focusing on being active, range of motion, larger, you know, muscle groups, that's more than half the battle right there.
Michael, it is always a pleasure. I'm going to have you back on the show. Where can people go to find out more about you?
Well, I mean, I'm everywhere. You could probably Google me. I'll probably come up more than some presidents of smaller companies. But right now I'm focusing on, I'm looking at launching my new ebook series called The Healthy Diet Guide. You can find me on Amazon there, and there's a whole bunch of those coming out at the end of the week. And, you know, I'm very easy to reach. Just shoot me an email and or follow me on Twitter at @followmbm, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
All right, thank you. To learn more about this, getting the dad bod away from you, you can always go to my radio show page at radiomd.com. Stay well.